Alan Bennett, where the hell are you?
It was Saturday morning and June couldn't find him anywhere. She'd searched the house and the shed and had even checked in the loft in case he'd gone up there looking for something, but to no avail.
Come on, Alan, the joke's over,
she called. But the house answered with willful silence. June put a piece of bread in the toaster and switched on the kettle. She listened to the slow hiss of water boiling and tried to ignore the simmering sensation in her stomach. The weekend stretched ahead of her, long and gloriously empty. But while the prospect of all those hours of solitary reading time usually filled her with joy, this morning June felt jumpy. In her decade working at the library, she'd always managed to avoid taking rhyme time, or indeed any activity where she had to speak in front of a group of people. And now, on Monday, she'd have to stand up in front of dozens of children and their carers, talking and singing songs and entertaining them like... June took a mouthful of toast, but it felt like cardboard in her mouth, and she pushed her plate aside. 5 minutes later, she sat down on the sofa with a thick, dog-eared copy of War and Peace. It was a novel that June had tried and failed to read several times before, but at more than 1,000 pages, it was the perfect project to distract her this weekend. Besides, it was a book that her mum loved, and for that reason, June had always felt guilty that she'd never managed to finish it. She lifted up the paperback and held it to her nose, inhaling the reassuring aroma of aged paper and dust. But there was another scent there too, a base note of soap and the faintest hint of smoke. June closed her eyes and allowed herself to imagine her mum sitting next to her, legs tucked under her body in the way she'd always liked to curl up, the book on her lap, and an ashtray balanced on the arm of the sofa. The two of them had spent hundreds of weekends like this, side by side in contented silence, interrupted occasionally by her mother's throaty laugh at something within the pages. The memory of it made June's chest ache in longing, and she opened the book and started to read. She was about 30 pages in when the doorbell rang. For a brief moment, June wondered if it was the postman, delivering a pile of birthday cards that had been forgotten yesterday. But she told herself off for even entertaining such a ridiculous thought. As June opened the front door, she was confronted by the sight of her next-door neighbour, Linda, wearing a fuchsia dress and a huge pair of gold earrings. Linda was obsessed with Jilly Cooper novels and always dressed as if Rupert Campbell Black was about to turn up in Chalcot and whisk her off to the Hunt Ball, even at 9 in the morning. In her arms was an indignant-looking Alan Bennett.
Look who I found hiding in my airing cupboard, the sneaky little bugger.
Alan let out a hiss of rage and sprang from Linda's grip.
I'm so sorry, Linda. I've been looking everywhere for him.
No bother. You're not busy, are you? Before June could reply, Linda had bustled in through the door and made her way into the living room, calling back,
No milk for me. I'm doing Slimming World.
June made tea in 2 chip mugs and carried them through, where she found Linda sprawled on the sofa, leafing through War and Peace.
Jesus, love. Why'd you put yourself through this?
Linda said, casting the book onto the floor in disgust. It was one of Mum's favourites.
She always did have terrible taste in books. You know I bought her all of Jilly's and she never read one.
Linda's heavily pencilled eyebrows shot up in horror and June laughed.
I have to admit, this one's a bit tough even for me. It's a good thing your mum also loved gin and a gossip, otherwise we'd never have been friends.
Linda took a swig from her mug.
I was thinking yesterday, do you remember your 7th birthday when we made you that Charlie and the Chocolate Factory cake? We tried to make a great glass elevator, only we ended up getting a bit tipsy, and the whole thing was skew-if like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
She let out a loud guffaw, splashing hot tea on the sofa. You guys always made me the best birthday cakes, June said, smiling. For her 6th birthday, her mum and Linda had baked her the giant spider and luminous pink pig from Charlotte's Web. And for her 10th birthday, they tried to make a Hermione and Hagrid from Harry Potter out of sugar fondant, although it had ended up looking like something out of a horror movie.